SECO Environmental is acquiring Thurman Group Holdings in a $2.2 billion deal, and the filing pattern just gave us an early warning signal that the real financing disclosures are coming soon. Two Form 425s landed from Thurman within 3 minutes of each other on May 19, 2026, both disclosing shareholder communications in connection with the active merger. That is not a filing accident. That is coordinated outreach to multiple audiences, and it means the deal machinery is already running. Here is what happened. The merger agreement was signed on February 23, 2026. The structure is stock and cash. Thurman shareholders can elect to receive either 0.6840 SECO shares plus $10 cash per share, or all cash consideration of $63.89 per share. The cash component is capped at $334 million, with proration rules if elections exceed that cap. The deal uses a two-step merger structure through Longhorn Merger Sub Inc. and Longhorn Merger Sub LLC, both wholly owned subsidiaries of SECO. Two closing conditions must be satisfied. SECO shareholders must approve the issuance of new stock, and Thurman shareholders must adopt the merger agreement. The May 22 election deadline confirmed by the Form 425 filing was the first hard deadline in that sequence. Thurman itself generated $536.3 million in revenue in FY 2026, up 8% from $498.2 million the prior year. Though net income fell to $44.6 million from $53.5 million. For a fund manager with THR equity or credit exposure, do not make a position decision based on the Form 425 filing alone. The S-4 or definitive proxy is where you will find the deal price, financing terms, fairness opinion, and break fee structure. Watch the regulatory approval disclosures closely because Thurman operates across the Middle East, Europe, and Asia Pacific, which means multi-jurisdictional review can extend timelines. For a private credit or structured finance pipeline builder, a $2.2 billion industrial infrastructure combination with a capped $334 million cash component is worth tracking closely. Stock and cash deals at this size often require the acquirer to draw on credit facilities or arrange new debt, and that debt, if originated through private credit channels, becomes tokenization-eligible collateral. For a tokenization platform operator building RWA pipelines, industrial infrastructure assets with long-lived cash flows and cross-border operations are strong collateral. Thurman's global operations across the Middle East, Europe, and Asia Pacific, combined with SECO's environmental compliance revenues, create the kind of underlying asset that supports structured product design. Watch for the S-4 or definitive proxy filing, which will contain the full financing terms and show whether SECO used private credit, syndicated debt, or equity to fund the cash component. That disclosure is the most important output of this deal for structured finance readers.